This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to you. The gospel is defined, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the scripture. That is the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation is a word that includes everything. Everything that you need. Everything that you need. Even ministering spirits are sent to minister to heirs of salvation. That's Hebrews chapter 1. So, salvation is a word that's, I guess you could call it inclusive. Includes everything a person that belongs to God will ever need. It comes right out of that word. Amen. The last act of salvation, I suppose, will be to meet Jesus in here. Thank God. All right, now, that's the gospel. That'll tear your religious hearts up. If you got one, you most certainly do. Well, we're talking the sixth principle church, sixth principle doctrines out of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Repentance from dead works, faith toward God. Then doctrine of baptisms, the laying on of hands, resurrection from the dead, and eternal judgment. Those are the six doctrine, principal doctrines of Jesus Christ. That is a foundation that we're laying in the hearts of God's people worldwide, live stream. And you can get this on my website. You just go to www.noeldavidson.com and you can receive this very ministry by the Spirit of God. We left repentance from dead works, partially. We might go back any time if you've been following me. Moving and have moved on in faith toward God. Repentance, then faith. Can't be otherwise. And we spoke last time from Hebrews chapter 10 about faith. About faith. Let's start out reading what we taught on yesterday. Just recap a bit, and then we'll move. We'll get stopped somewhere. How's that?
All right.
Right?
I'll start in verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Amen. The old covenant was the Ten Commandments. You find that in the book of Numbers, that it was the Ten Commandments. The old covenant. and it's written on tables of stone. I think I read sometime years back that the state of Texas, they have several hundred tables of the Ten Commandments.
I remember reading that too.
I hesitate to say how many.
Yeah.
But that's why they used to carry guns in Texas. Amen. I guess they still do.
They're all over the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In U.S.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah. They're everywhere in America. What is it? What's on the Statue of Liberty? Is the Ten Commandments on there?
No.
No? You sure?
Give me your tired, your poor.
What?
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. That's what's on that.
Something about Moses on it. You'll find that.
Oh, what she's holding. It might be the Ten Commandments.
Oh, it could be. But now don't hold me to it.
Right.
But it's something about Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I grew up hearing more about Moses than I did Jesus. And that's why America has turned into such sinners. They like Moses. You know, I used to say that in America, they received Jesus and lived with Moses. I'm not even sure they received Jesus in many cases. I don't know. I used to probably give you more credit than I do today. But today, it is God speaking to you, not my heart. So, the first covenant was the Ten Commandments. The second covenant were the words of Jesus, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The first covenant was put on tables of stone. The second covenant is written in the fleshly tables of our heart. So get rid of your Ten Commandments. Get rid of your crosses. If it's in your heart, you don't need it. Thank God. That's written in our hearts and in our minds by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And sins and iniquities will be remembered no more. Is that what that says?
That's what that says.
Right. Or the law. You know what? Sins and iniquities will be remembered all the time. And once a year, the high priest had to go in and make atonement for his sins and then ours. And that's where people live. Do you know the word atonement is only used once in the New Testament? And I think it means maybe reconciliation. I'm not sure what it means. But atonement is covered. Man, I haven't studied this in years. Certainly God. So we don't have to have our sins atoned for. There. Now I know you legal Pharisees. I know you. What you don't have is the Word of God, the words of Jesus in your heart. But you have my sins are forgiven in your mouth. But they're not forgiven in heaven. Because what is necessary to have your sins forgiven in heaven is to have the words of Jesus in your heart. And that's where you run awry. You run up on a gravel bar every time you get in your little bar. But, oh, if somebody tells you, thank God that you still have hidden sins, sins that were past, never been dealt with. No, I've been forgiven. How come you get so mad? Tell me I'm a sinner. Don't be judging me. Don't even judge myself. Amen. Sins and iniquity, he will remember them. You know, this was necessary tonight. You know that? It was. Trust me. Because God made a good comparison of the Old Testament and the New. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to be under the Ten Commandments, you're going to need a bull and a goat now and then. And you're going to need a high priest now and then. Right? Yeah. And you're going to have to know what the book of Leviticus says. Oh, God bless you, religious people. I grew up with you. I could not stomach religion. It made me sick to look at it. Amen. You know, I didn't know that God couldn't look at religion either. You know that? I didn't even think about it till right now. You want to know why? Because religion is sin. And God is a purer eyes than to behold sin. Yeah. See, why does he know what we're doing? Oh, don't sweat it. He's got somebody jotting it down. Glory. This is a good tape. It's a bestseller. And I give them away. Amen. Well, Lord, thank you for what you're saying to your people about the old and the new covenant. Oh, and by the way, not only are you going to have a bull and a goat and couples, I don't know how many, and make sacrifices. But every Saturday, you can't go to the mall. Wouldn't that be a fiasco? Now, it wasn't so bad a week ago Saturday. No, but this past Saturday, do you think any malls were open?
Yep.
My goodness sakes. You religious people. I think I'm going to have some fun Wednesday. Seems to be developing. Amen. Thank God. The law was nailed to the cross. Nailed to the cross. The law is not made for a righteous man. The law is only made for those that point their finger at a righteous man. That was okay when I started saying, I thought, this is scary. Hope it's not my heart, but. See, that's what they do. Point the finger at the righteous man who is without sin. Thank God. What shall we do next?
Shall I read on?
I think we better get away from sins and iniquities, huh?
Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin.
Oh, remission. No more offering. The sins were remitted when Jesus was raised from the dead, but they're appropriated in your life through faith, obedience. Big difference, you know that? Not, well, I'm forgiven. Let's go sin until Friday night. Then we'll go see the priest. And they call them Christians. They call those people Christian. They have remembrance of their sins. Some do not, because their conscience is seared with a hot iron. They walk in doctrines of demons. They teach doctrines of demons. They're written in their heart. Doctrines of the devil, of demons, in their heart. Read it. 1 Timothy chapter 4. So, when there's remission of sin, there does not need to be another offering. There was one sacrifice, one offering, and that was Jesus. No more. He did it once. But that doesn't mean that you are free from your heart. That means in the eyes of God, you're free. And God calls those things that are not as though they were. But you're still bound in your sins. Why? Because you've been taught all you have to do is say, I'm forgiven. I'm sorry. Then get right back with that right standing of God. You know what right standing with God or how is appropriated in your life through faith and obedience. Thank God you've been duped by the dupers from the pulpits. Thank God. No more remission. No more necessary for an offering. He offered himself once. Good enough. You know, once God perfects your faith and love, you keep coming into a closer relationship with Jesus and the Father. Thank God. Let's go to the next one.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Right. We did a pretty good job on that last time. But God wasn't satisfied with all that was spoken about the old and the new covenant. But having therefore, why? Well, read back sins, remit it. Iniquities, sins, taken up out of your life. And your heart is full of the words of Jesus, not the law of Moses. Full of faith, not doubt, not self-righteousness, not fear. No way. And there, with that being in that state, you can boldly enter into the holiest, but not until. Not until. You can't even get close. Go boldly enter into the holiest. What's next?
By a new and living way.
By a new and living way. You get in by a new and living way. Not by the Ten Commandments, not by the Old Covenant. No, you can't even get close to God with the law. If you did, you'd shake and quake and die. By a new and living way. Next.
Which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
Which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. That was a veil. It had to be taken away. That has to be taken away from you. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11. says that the life of Jesus is manifest in the flesh of the body of the Lord Jesus. And his life will manifest in ours as the new man is established in our heart, righteousness and true holiness. I know it's been working more and more in my life. The reason Jesus could just be touched because of his life was in his flesh. His flesh was a male. It was taken away. Look, folks, you haven't seen anything from God yet. The world hasn't seen anything since the early church, since the Apostle Paul, Peter, John, after the resurrection of Jesus. But you're going to. We're approaching these days. Get rid of your self-righteousness. You know, this decade, this 10 years that we've just begun, it's going to be a glorious time, a glorious time to be alive. Heaven on earth. Thank God. Heaven on earth, a separation from God's people and sinners come out from among them, he said. Be ye separate, be ye holy. You are not living like I did as a small boy or a young man, or for that matter, a man in the 30s. When I was 37, God said, this is it. You will obey me. That's 40 years ago. Thank God. Understand, your life is not your own. You're bought with a price. Your body is a temple for the Holy Ghost. A glorious moment to live. Did you know no man has ever lived during this moment? None. God is building up Zion. You want to be a part of it? You want to sing when we all get to heaven? And then go out? Live like the devil? Nah. Not going to happen. Humble yourself. Let God exalt you. You're blessed to have this gospel that brought you and am presently bringing you throughout the world on live stream. Thank God. A new and living way. Which he hath consecrated, and thus through his flesh, which is through the veil, which is his flesh. The veil. Have you ever touched a religious person? They are harder than that concrete floor. Thank God. All puffed up in their pride. Was it 20 after?
24.
Well, we'll call this 1A and 1B. How's that?
Sounds good.
We might have to make 1C tomorrow. What's next?
And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
Look, now we have a high priest over the house of God. A high priest. Jesus. He's been raised from the dead. He has his resurrection, resurrected body. Aaron did that. High priest over the house of God, right?
Right.
Having what?
Let us draw near with a true heart.
Right. Let us draw near with a true heart.
Right.
Under the old covenant, you couldn't even get close to God. The high priest, he had to go in and make atonement for his sins. If he didn't do it perfectly, he died. If the high priest Aaron didn't come out, that he died there, Israel's sins were not atoned. There's no atonement for that year. Thank God I don't think Aaron ever died. Is there? He did it the way God told him. God warned him. This bunch of fools today that stand behind pulpits saying, thus say the Lord, do it whatever way they want to and call it God. Call it God. Well, it's not God. It's the devil. Thank God. Draw there with a true heart. Right?
Right.
What's a true heart? I'll tell you. In full assurance of faith. Is that right?
Right.
Is that close?
I guess.
Well, you're looking at the word.
Yeah, it is. Well, your notes said sincere. That's why I said that.
Said what?
Sincere.
Oh, true?
Right.
It's sincere.
Right.
Good. Not a flippant heart. Okay. I'm here. You're so blessed to have me in your presence. Get out there. You ever been around that much? Oh, Jesus. Are they salty? I was in the Navy. I thought I'd met some salts. Amen. And I was in the Navy with World War II sailors. Amen. Went there in 52. Now, draw there. A true heart, full assurance of faith.
Right.
Having our hearts sprinkled. Right?
Right.
Of an evil conscience.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Where's your conscience? Down here. Right here. Hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Sprinkled with what? Blood of Jesus. What John 1:7 says, if you walk in the light as he's in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I think it says unrighteousness. 9 is sin, or vice versa. Amen. 1 John 1:7. Walk in the light. What's the light? The gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You walk in that gospel. That's the gospel is one of the armor of God, Ephesians 6. You have to have your feet shod with the gospel. You have to walk in it. You enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
Walking in the power. That's gospel shoes. Amen. Down. Don't lie. True heart, full assurance of faith, having our conscience, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience by the blood of Jesus. Get rid of that evil conscience. Yeah, and get a new one created in righteousness and true holiness. Then you can just walk along with Jesus and just say, how are you? He won't say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know if he'll say, how are you? Sounds better than depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Yes.
Amen. Now, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience. Come on, what's next?
And our bodies washed with pure water.
Bodies washed with pure water. Now, bodies washed with pure water, ministered by the Spirit, the gospel, the words of Jesus, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, ministering that those words of Jesus and Him crucified by the Spirit that washes your body. Pure water. See, you haven't even been to church. You wouldn't know what church looked like. People come in here and they say, what's this? We had six Baptists walk in here one night, sit down over here, you know, big bold-looking dudes, had their Bibles and their notebooks, and sat down now. What is he going to say tonight? Lord. And there are two different times this happened. But this night, I started talking and one go. Like a bunch of robots. Are you hearing him? Pretty soon, in unison, up they go, out the door. They were in symphony. Well, they're Baptist devil. Bodies washed with the word of the living God, by faith, gospel, Holy Ghost, blood of Jesus. Time to quit. Water black boys are just waiting to come and minister along with Brother Terry Bye, who's in heaven. Amen.
This is the day.
Bless you. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.